This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast. Bachelor Nation fans, do we have an episode for you? This is probably... might beat out our 3-hour first premiere episode. We got two nights of Bachelor episodes this week. The first one was 3 hours long, and last night I think was about an hour and a half, a little bit more. So we're just going to jump right in. We've got a lot to talk about. Monday's episode was part of the To Be Continued. We, you know, Alea came back, and we got to see... you know, how Peter handled her coming back. I will say, not an Alea fan, but I did feel really bad for her because I would have probably been sobbing with all those girls attacking her the way that they did. They just totally came after her with the claws.
Yeah. This week, and not only this situation, but it was just girls going after each other.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm just so sick of it.
And I'm ready for the boys.
Tearing each other down. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm totally ready for Bachelorette. This is just, I truly think this has been the most drama I've seen on Bachelor. Yeah.
And the thing is with this season is that you haven't even really met any of the girls. And it's just so drama filled. Like, we'll get onto it in later in this episode, but there's people there that, like, you don't know anything about them, and they're in the final six.
I know. It's crazy.
And it's this season has been wasted away with just drama after drama, and it's
just, I feel like I'm back in middle school watching this. Watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so obviously we saw, you know, Peter brought her back, and then the crazy part was he then decided he thought it wasn't right that he brought her back, and he sent her home, which just seemed so messed up and a waste of time. Like, why would you do that? Like, why even bother bringing her back? Like, he can't make up his mind. I think, honestly, this whole week is just proved that Peter is the most indecisive person, the most indecisive bachelor we've ever seen.
Yeah, I honestly, at this point, I'm done with this season. I see everybody loved Peter going into this season. They were like, oh, you should be the Bachelor. You should be the Bachelor. I never liked him as the Bachelor. Like, I never wanted him to be the Bachelor.
And I feel was like this rooting is only proven, so hard.
Proving my point even more.
Yeah, I, when I was watching Monday's episode with my roommates, I could not stop cringing. And I, at the end, I was just like in awe. Like, I was so excited for Peter to be the Bachelor. I was like, he's a genuine, down to earth, such a good guy. He wants love. He's there for the right reasons. This is probably the worst Bachelor they've ever had. Like,
I mean, it's hard to be worse than Juan Pablo.
True, that's true. No one beats that out.
Juan Pablo was more of like an extreme jerk, though.
Yeah, like at least, I mean, Peter's nice. Yeah, he just is doing dumb stuff. And it's like, you are the Bachelor. You make all the rules. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's anyways. But so obviously then after he sends her home, he comes back. He tries to give this whole speech about sending Alea home and he apologizes. And I just felt like he just tried to save his ass. And I was really shocked that none of the girls laid into him about it. I just felt like after that, even before, when he was talking to all the girls at the cocktail, like he was just saying the same thing to every single one of them. Like, oh yeah, I'm really into you. Or yeah, I really see this is going. It's like, give me something more. Like you're right. We don't know anything about these girls. Like, ask more questions, get more info out of them. Like, stop just telling them what they want to hear.
And give them more time at the cocktail party. And I feel like he's the Bachelor and he's already stripped so many times. Like, so many opportunities from these girls, and he hasn't done anything to, like, make up for it. He hasn't, or at least they haven't said that, like, he's extended cocktail parties. He hasn't extended group dates, and it's like, I just feel like this whole season has just been unfair.
These girls got robbed.
Everyone. They did.
Yeah, and they totally got
compared
robbed.
Compared to, like, say, Colton's season, where you really got to know the girls, they got to know Peter, And I just feel like this season's just, it's starting to get old.
Yeah, I agree. So then we had a rose ceremony, and they sent home three girls, which was Deandra, Savannah, and Kiara. And I'll be honest, I was feeling for Deandra. I was kind of surprised by that. I just thought that she didn't have enough time. Like, we didn't get to see much of her. And, like, the way, like, her reaction, you could just tell. Like, she felt blindsided. Her mouth dropped. She was pissed. And I just felt like she had every right to be. Like, it was totally out of the blue.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I guess the same thing with Savannah. We didn't get to know her at all. I don't think she really had a chance with Peter. But we didn't really get to know her as well as Deandra and Kiara. I feel like Kiara we got to know a little bit more, and she had moments with Peter in, like, in the car in the first week, and then they also had another car moment in this episode. But they're just three more people that you made it to, what, the top 10 or 12, mm-hmm. and you don't really know who they actually are.
Yeah. So then they ended up in, I don't remember where they went.
Costa Rica?
Costa Rica, yes. Costa Rica first, then Chile. And obviously if you've been following, Bachelor like we do, we read months ago, we actually thought production was going to be stopped because Peter reportedly was injured while filming. Yeah. Once I saw what happened, I was like, okay, they made this out to be, like, this huge thing, and he literally got a gash on his head. Yeah. But when he told the story to the girls about the puma attacking him, like, I could not tell if that was real or if that was, like, for TV. Well, but if that was real, they looked so dumb for falling for that. Like, I've never seen such gullible girls in my life. And I was like, come on. You think that if he got attacked by a puma, all he would have is a little scratch on his forehead? Oh, my God. But then, the Sydney got a one-on-one, which we saw. And I actually was happy to finally see her get her chance in this episode. It was kind of a weird date, but, you know, they bonded over being from different cultures, and I was a little shocked because he told her that she was the best kisser on the show, which I thought was really bold because, as we find out at the Wednesday's episode, she doesn't make it on. So it's like, now how are you supposed to, whoever you end up marrying has to watch that episode and now see that you said she's the best kisser. Like, that's bold.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing, saying that's bold for him to tell her that, and that being in front of camera. And that coming back later, and then literally sending her home in the rose ceremony. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, and I think the date was cute, but it was just kind of, I don't know, didn't really feel like there was chemistry there, but I think it got better when they went to dinner and she started opening up to him. And so this has been kind of stirring the pot on Twitter right now because she tells Peter this whole experience that she went through, this racial experience. It was really sad to hear that, you know, like, she came from a mixed family. Her mom was white, and her dad, I don't want to say it wrong, but I know he was mixed from two different, I'm not sure what it was, what he said, but, so she did not know her dad, and then she, you know, says that, you know, people made fun of her because she grew up looking nothing like her mom. Her mom was white and blonde, and she said she got bullied. She ate in the bathroom, her lunch. People, you know, pushed her around. They made fun of her. And then that night, people from her high school started tweeting yearbook pictures saying that I will literally show anyone who wants to see that Sydney's lying. Like, she was homecoming queen. She was pageant girl on the cheerleading squad, all this stuff, which is pretty interesting because now she just looks like she just made up the sad story to win Peter over.
And that's so Bachelor Nation to literally, like, dig into it and find the details on that, which I think is really funny. And we'll also bring that up again later in the episode with another situation, but I love how everybody comes out and just calls.
Did they not learn their lesson from Jed?
Yeah.
like, anybody nowadays can literally pull up your history, like, to just become popular, become famous, to get a little money. Like, how did you think that this was going to air and people weren't going to say that? But she actually did end up tweeting out that she had some story about how, you know, just because she was the pageant girl, you know, she won her senior year, but the people who judged her were judges. They weren't her peers. And she said, I still was bullied. That's just because, you know, I was a pageant girl doesn't mean I wasn't bullied for my racial for a racial experience. But yeah, so the date was a little interesting now that I have read that. And then we get back to the house. Kelsey won't stop crying. And they find out who's going on a group date. If you want to chime in and touch on the group date.
Yeah, the group date was they were modeling in sort of like a jungle.
For Cosmo.
Yeah, for Cosmo in a sort of a jungle area. And I think Hannah Ann definitely had the upper hand in all this.
Yeah.
Because she was obviously a model.
She thought she was going to win.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people did. But at the same time, I feel like they never give it to the people that already have experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's like you just do that with ease. And it's not like you're actually trying and showing that you're giving it your all. And I think Victoria gave it her all, and she kissed Peter during one of the shoots, made a lot of the girls mad, made Hannah Ann mad, and Peter and Victoria, Victoria was chosen to be the cover with Peter for the magazine, which we could touch on, actually got pulled.
Mm-hmm.
I forget all the details. I believe she was signed with another magazine, right? And that's
nope.
why they had to
so,
pull it?
No. So actually, this is something that I wanted to touch on the week that both of us were sick and we didn't end up having an episode. But if you follow, so I follow Cosmo and I read an article, and the, I don't know if it's the editor, she came out, actually it was the woman who was there on the shoot. She wrote an article about why this wasn't the cover, and she explained that when she got there, she didn't know who was on the date. She didn't know anything about the girls. They literally showed up with cameras and were told they were shooting pictures. They knew no background. And so they went off of just how the girls acted around Peter, you know, their charisma, just how great they photographed. And that's why they chose Victoria. They thought she did a great job. Mm-hmm. So I read the article, and what she said was, it wasn't until a few weeks ago that I found out that the woman I'd chosen had, in her past, modeled in an ad campaign wearing White Lives Matter attire. So if you look into this, it's not White Lives Matter in the sense of a racial, like the Black Lives Matter versus White Lives Matter. It was for fishing. So it actually was modeling for Marlins Lives Matter organization. And their slogan was preventing white and blue marlin from being overfished. And they used a White Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter messaging on its promotional shirts. However, what she said was, in her view, the nature of the organization is neither here nor there. Both phrases and the belief systems they represent are rooted in racism and therefore problematic. So they went ahead and did not put this on the cover because of the White Lives Matter, which I actually saw these pictures weeks ago, and I thought it was kind of interesting that it didn't bring more of an uproar from people, but maybe it was because they really wanted to wait until this came out to shed light on it.
Yeah.
Damn, but that's anyways, it's still kind of weird though, because so say they did release the cover this week and Peter doesn't end up with Victoria F. So now there's going to be a magazine cover of him and his ex-girlfriend,
yeah,
like all
yeah,
over. Like, that's weird.
That.
And it
yeah,
was a weird date. I just feel like they were trying to, like, this show is making me think they're trying to groom them to be influencers. Like, the first one was Revolve. Now it's like, oh, let's do a modeling photo shoot. Like, Bachelor just wants to get these girls ready to become influencers afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that point that you made about how if Peter doesn't pick her at the end, there's a magazine of them both
Right.
out. How does that make Peter feel? How does that make who he
It's
chose feel?
weird.
Yeah, and it's kind of awkward, and especially I'm sure once we get down to the end, Peter will have a magazine with the person he
Right.
chooses, with People Magazine, like they usually do. And also down the road with your kids, it's just a whole I feel like awkward situation.
And another thing that I thought was weird was he is kissing all these girls while they're taking pictures with the other girls that are like competing for him. It was just kind of odd. And I thought it was funny because Hannah Ann made a face and was really pissed about Victoria kissing him. And then she ended up doing the same thing when she took her picture with Tammy and McKenna. But the bathing suits that they were all wearing, I know you don't care about this, but they were God awful. They were so bad. And I just don't understand you. I don't know if you noticed this, but also girls noticed this. They colored over their butts. And like, because I don't know if a lot of the bathing suits were thong bathing suits and they didn't want to show it. But if you can tell, like, they literally had to draw over or like draw an outline of the bathing suits on some of the girls, which was just so weird. Like, don't put them in those bathing suits then, or just like cut off from their waist down. I don't know. It was kind of weird. But then they ended up doing like a little dinner afterwards, of course, where all the girls come together and they talk to Peter. I just feel like he's just becoming more and more awkward. Like, he says the
Yeah,
same thing over and over again to
he
everyone.
does.
He also is the worst. You know what I realize? And I know he doesn't need to because he has these girls, but he has no pickup lines. Like, every time he goes to
Yeah.
kiss someone, he doesn't like, he's just like, okay, come here. And then he kisses them. Or come on. And like, it's just so weird. Like, try to like flirt with them or like make that connection. Like, how do you expect chemistry to be there if you're literally just like, come here and then kiss them? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I always felt like going in and when they were deciding who the next bachelor would be, I always thought Peter's like giddy and everything and he's high energy, but he was never gr I don't think he was ever great with talking with Hannah. It was just kind
Yeah.
of a connection and they had a lot of similarities, but he was never gr a great talker. And
Yeah,
I feel like
he's definitely not in this.
yeah, and compared to maybe if Mike was the bachelor, I feel like Mike would have been great talking and figuring out situations. I feel like Peter is horrible in uncomfortable situations, and when it comes to dealing with the girls and the issues they bring to him, and a lot of this drama with, I don't know, like kind of like with Victoria, where he's stuck in a situation and the other girls get mad at him, and I feel like he's just not great at dealing with issues. He just kind of
Yeah.
keeps it going and then kind of just fades out, but he's not great at addressing things. He just says, "Oh, I'm human. I'm the bachelor. I'm trying to
Yeah.
find love and I'm gonna hit bumps across the road." But he just hits those bumps and keeps going. He doesn't figure things out or fix them.
Yeah. No, I agree. It just seems like there's not a lot of personality there. Or he's just like an awkward dude. But
Yeah, I agree.
we do see Kelsey ends up telling him that she is starting to fall in love with him, which I thought was a little early. I think she might be the first one to finally say it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was definitely early.
And then, I was rooting for Tammy for a while, and we
Me
learned in this
too.
episode that she is just batshit crazy.
Dramatic.
Oh my gosh, she does not represent Syracuse well at all
Not at
because
all.
we kept joking around that she made Syracuse girls look crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But I just didn't understand, like, why are you wasting these girls? You're getting further on in the season. Like, why are you still wasting your time complaining about other girls? Like, use that
Yeah.
time. Like, you're all complaining that you're not getting one-on-ones. Like, and then when you have a minute to talk, you're bitching about other girls. Like, she's
Yeah.
wasting her time complaining about Kelsey. And then I kind of felt bad because I'm a super emotional person and I definitely related with Kelsey. Like, yes, she was crying a lot, but like, I didn't think that she had a mental breakdown like Tammy explained it. I thought Tammy just over-exaggerated, and it just caused a lot of drama. And honestly, I think Kelsey was just trying to confide in Tammy, and like, she felt like Tammy could be a good friend for her. And it was just like crazy. And then the fact that like, it got, like, she asked who called her emotionally stable, and Tammy didn't even fess up. Like, I was screaming at the TV. I was so mad. Like, if you're going to call someone out, freaking own it. Like, be like, yup, I did say that, but you were being crazy. Like, don't just sit there and, like, not take ownership.
I feel like with the situation with Alea and Sydney, Sydney was, I feel like she was more, how do I say this? She was upfront about it, and she addressed it. I mean, Peter kind of made her and called her out for it in front of all the girls, but at least she took ownership of what she said about Alea, and she defended what she said, and I guess was straight to the point.
Like, she didn't even, it made me so mad. And then, you know, she told Peter that she was a drunk.
Yeah, that was a little
extreme.
And
she was like an alcoholic, like, that was too much. Come on. Yeah. Like, if you truly were concerned, you would have went to producers. You wouldn't
especially
have went to Peter.
Especially when you don't really know somebody outside of this show. You can't really throw around those accusations like that.
Exactly. Like, what if she actually came from a family who, like, you know, went through and suffered alcoholism or, you know, like, exactly. You don't know what goes on in her life. Like, that was a strong, strong word to say.
I loved Tammy at the beginning of the season. I thought she was so funny. I thought she was kind of like a John Paul Jones.
Yep.
And then she just went downhill. And I actually tweeted, and I had a lot of people messaging me back and were like, you're right. I go, there's nothing to be proud of anymore when it comes to Syracuse. Men's and women's basketball is at an all-time low. And I can't even root for Tammy anymore on The Bachelor.
So and true. She just,
there's just nothing going for us anymore here in Syracuse because Tammy decides to blow it for us. She was actually at a Syracuse game a couple weeks ago. A lot of people took pictures with her.
Oh, wow.
And also, I think I told you, but Tammy was a bartender at one of my friend's graduation parties, which is really funny. And
that's interesting.
So it's like 2 years later and we figure that out. It's really cool.
Yeah, like sometimes I wonder if these girls are like this outside of The Bachelor or if it's all for TV.
Yeah. I'm sure. The thing is, like, I feel like the house would drive me insane. Just sitting around all day and doing nothing. And then
you have no phone, nothing to distract you.
And so, like, some people bring guitars, some people bring games. I feel like I'd eat all day because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know. I just think you got to get bored and just go crazy in that house. And then tensions flare and you have nothing.
That's why they're all fighting.
Exactly.
And then we see Kelly gets a one-on-one, which if you didn't already love Kelly, you should love her after this episode because she just was so real on this date. You know, she told Peter, like, I don't have a sob story to tell you. I don't have this whole, like, thing that I've overcome. Like, I'm just, like, here to find my person. And I don't think Peter was okay with that. Like, I think he wanted her to be, like, give him more, which was kind of uncomfortable. But, like, I feel like he has to realize that not every girl is going to fall in love with you. Like, it's just not gonna happen. And she's being honest with him. And it was like, yes, he checks off all the boxes, but, like, is he the one? I still don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the date was kind of, like, the whole thing while watching was kind of awkward because there was a lot of silence, and then Peter was like, huh, what do I do? I wanted to get a lot out of Kelly tonight, and I didn't get it. And then he ends up giving her the rose, and, like, I wasn't sure if he was going to send her home, was he going to keep her, what he was going to do. I just felt like the whole time it was just sort of back and forth with Peter in his mind. And there were silent points, like I said, and it was just a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was definitely very uncomfortable to watch. And I thought he was going to send her home. But then I don't know what clicked where he was like, actually, I want to keep her. But she ends up getting, like you said, the rose, and she stays. And then we go back to the house, and we find out that Tammy lied to Kelsey about, you know, what she said to Peter. And I just thought she showed her true colors. And then we see Kelsey goes to Peter's, wherever he was staying, to talk to him. And honestly, yeah. I really liked Kelsey after that. I thought she handled it really well. She went to him and was like, I'm squashing this now. I don't want to waste my time at the rose ceremony tonight. I don't want this to blow up. I want to tell you what was said about me. I want to tell you that it's wrong. And I want to just let you know I'm here. And it was so great. And I think that Peter really appreciated it. However, Peter giving her the rose was such an asshole move. You know that she is going to take that rose back, and then all the girls are going to see it, and they're all going to pissed.
100%.
Just wait until the rose ceremony to give it to her. Like, why would you give it to her there? And then, of course, she comes back. She has the rose in her hand, and now they're pissed because then they find out now there's no rose ceremony. So they're all freaking out. They want to know what was said. And at first, you see the girls kind of turning on Kelsey. But then once they realize that this was Tammy's fault, then they're all after Tammy. And I think every girl's true colors came out. All of them, I thought, looked crazy. And it was just like, why? Sometimes the Bachelor knows who he wants and who he doesn't want. Why waste his time with a rose ceremony if he already knows who he's going to send home? Like,
yeah. And with that, what I thought was interesting, and I'm very curious if that's how Peter planned it out, who he was giving the rose to, was both McKenna and Tammy pulled Peter aside, and both of them ended up getting a rose. So I'm very curious if they were supposed to, if that was the plan, or if them talking to him before the rose ceremony, if that had influence on things.
Yeah. But anyway, then we see all the craziness with that. He sends two girls home, and then we have Wednesday's episode, which was a little bit shorter, not 3 hours long. But McKenna started crying 2 minutes into the episode. 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me mention, they go to Chile for this episode. But yeah, she starts crying 2 minutes in, and I felt that Victoria F. was kind of talking to McKenna a little bit. She, like, I don't know, she just looked like she was entitled, and the way she was talking to her, it was like, I feel confident in myself, and you should just stop or go home. And I don't know, it was just a little weird. I think she was just trying to, like, fit in with the girls and express her feelings. Something that I was trying to figure out, has Hannah Ann already been on a one-on-one?
No.
So this was her first.
One-on-one. Yes. Okay. Because Victoria got, Victoria was the first person to get two one-on-ones.
Okay.
Which we see in this day, or on Wednesday, I believe. Yep.
Yes. And so, you know, Peter, the date was really cute. You know, they meet this couple. They hear their love story. You can see that there's a connection between the two. But then he starts talking to her about, you know, her age. And it kind of makes me think that she won't be the one in the end, because he's starting – usually when they start questioning ages, it's like that's when they're like, okay, maybe this isn't the right one for me. Mm-hmm. But something that really threw me off guard was she said – Peter asked her if she's ever been in love before. And she said, I felt love, but I've never been in love. And I saw someone post last night on her Instagram in 2016, I think it was. She posted a picture with her boyfriend at the time. And the caption said, happy 22nd birthday to this hilarious, fun, outdoorsy, sweet, yada yada boyfriend of mine. So thankful to have you in my life. Can't wait to see you tonight. Love you. So I just thought it was weird because she talks about how, like, she hasn't been in love. And she wants to save being in love for the right person, but her Instagram shows different. And then you date someone for 3 years and you were never in love. Like, what's the difference now? Now you're all of a sudden going to fall in love with someone after six weeks?
I'm wondering if she worded it different. If she really meant, like, I've never been with the love of my life. Like, if she's never seen forever with somebody, because how are you with somebody for 3.5 years and you're not in love? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I think it's kind of weird. It doesn't really add up. I just thought her answer sounded pretty scripted.
The thing is, as well, is if it is scripted, it only makes you look worse when you say you've never been in love before. Because you saw, I felt like during Rachel's season, Eric was a huge contender to be with Rachel at the end. And then he told her that he's never been in love. And then she started questioning the whole entire relationship. And I feel like if Hannah Ann did script it, it only makes you look worse, I feel like.
Yeah. And then I just have to say, after this date, I really was rooting for Hannah Ann, but I'm starting to question some of the things she says and is doing. Like, I can't tell what is real and what is fake with her anymore.
Yeah. I like Hannah Ann. There's something about her.
She reminds me of Hannah G.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty much, I feel like they're like the same person.
Yeah.
Just different color hair.
Yeah, that's true. And then we have a group date, if you want to explain a little bit about
that. Yeah, so in the group date in Wednesday's episode, it was a telenovela, which with these dramatic girls, I feel like it's the best date. But, of course, they put McKenna as the maid, and she's already been in the background so much this season that...
Yeah, I felt bad.
Yeah. And Kelly is... plays the grandma. I thought she was funny. I thought she was so funny.
So
and
funny.
And then she tried, at the end of her little segment, she tried to kiss be like, him. Oh, you can date your grandma.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny. And
no, I agree. She, like, played it off. Like, I feel like any of the other girls would have been like, oh, my God, I'm so pissed. Like, yeah. I'm the grandma. I don't get to fall in love with him. I don't get to kiss him. But she was just, like, going off script and, like, ad-libbing, and it was really funny.
Yeah.
She
and then owned it. At the end, you see McKenna, who was in the background, end up, her little character ended up getting Peter, and Peter was like, you've always been here, you've been right in front of me the whole time. And I think that really gave McKenna insurance, because he wasn't speaking directly to their relationship, but in the scene. And I think she saw that as a sign that maybe that's not only about
these girls
the scene,
with their
but about
signs.
Their relationship. I know, it's getting old. And seriously. She, before that date, Tammy speaks on it later on, but she packed her bags, apparently, before going on that date, because she didn't think it would work out, and she needed a sign, and then she got the sign that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, I honestly don't think it was wrong of her to pack her bags. I think she did it because she truly was like, okay, I haven't gotten a one-on-one, I'm going home, like, he doesn't notice me. Which, that happens. I mean, we've seen it before on other seasons.
Yeah.
And then I was really confused about what happened with Victoria P. Like, they were talking, and then, which I have noticed since the one-on-one, they haven't really had much of a connection or conversation. But all of a sudden, it was like, when did he realize he doesn't see her as a wife? Like, it kept seeming like...
That's what I was wondering. But I feel like they've been growing distant from each other these past couple weeks because of the whole situation with Alea, and they've done more, I guess, disagreeing than connecting in lately.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know, it just kind of seemed weird, but I was actually pretty proud of him because he finally made a decision based on how he was feeling, which is very rare for him. Like, he in that moment was like, I don't see you as my wife, I'm sending you home, instead of dragging her on. And then I have to say, I want to know why we're not getting more Madison. He loves her.
I was going to bring that up, and you can tell it's likely going to be her at the end, at least the final two, because he goes out of his way to do things for her. Like he made the picture of those
the
two and also the script, but he doesn't do that for any of the other girls. You can already tell that he sees her in the end, whether it's him getting down on one knee or at least him meeting
her family and her meeting his family.
Right. Yeah, I have been Team Madison since day one, and she's honestly the only one who hasn't let me down. Like, she stays out of the drama. She doesn't get involved. She's there for Peter.
Yeah, she's been quiet, and she is there for Peter. I feel like right behind her is Hannah Ann. I feel like Hannah Ann was sucked into that little drama with Kelsey, but she's been relatively
out of drama.
And I feel like with someone with, I guess, her personality and someone with the looks like she has, you'd be sucked in. But I think that's going to help this season with those two. And maybe it is those two in the end, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and then Madison gets the group rose, which I was super excited about because obviously that means she will be staying for another week. And then he does another one-on-one with Victoria F., which I don't know. I don't really think he needs another one-on-one with her. Like, why couldn't we see Natasha or McKenna or someone else get time?
Yeah.
But I did get that, like, their date got kind of ruined, but I feel like they salvaged it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was fair. I definitely didn't think it was fair to the girls that haven't gotten a one-on-one. And then Victoria gets her second. And I think it shows that she's above them. And likely that they're going to be sent home in these next couple weeks. And she's going to be moving along. I think it definitely shows who Peter has his eye on and who he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it just seemed, I don't know, this date that really confused me because it just seemed like she wasn't into it and she wants to, like, he wants her to commit to him. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't understand why she's not giving him that. And then she pulls this whole, like, I'm going to be sick, I'm going to walk away. Like, stop being so dramatic. Like, these girls are killing me. I'm sick of her
second guessing everything and then creating a scene and then Peter has to go after her or whatever. And I feel like you go on this show for a reason and then it's annoying when people question, I guess, the whole process and their relation. I don't know.
No, definitely. And that made me think that she's not ready to get married.
Yeah, like, I don't think she is either.
All the drama, it just seems like she's doing all of this for TV. Like, she knows what people like. She wants to just, I don't know, have a show. And then we have the two-on-one, which...
It was an interesting two-on-one because it wasn't a real... two-on-one date where they actually go somewhere. It was just like a pre-cocktail party.
Yeah, like, I want to talk to you before everyone else gets here.
Yeah, and Tammy mentions, she says, I'm wearing black today because it's her funeral. Tammy's toxic.
Oh, my God, that made me so mad.
I thought
mad.
It was really... It is annoying, but I thought it was funny.
I just feel like now she's at the point where she's just trying to get girls to go home. Like, oh, you're not, like, you don't care that you are with Peter. You literally just want to make sure more girls go home and you stay.
Yeah, and Tammy does end up going home. And when Tammy got sent home, it was so, like, how do I say this? It was so abrupt. Like, he was just like, McKenna,
I trust you, McKenna.
I believe you. I trust you. And then he was like, can I walk you out? I was like,
yeah, that was weird.
Did he just send her home? And he usually on 2-on-1s, one person gets a rose or no people get a rose because they're both sent home. But he doesn't give McKenna a rose. He just sends Tammy home, which I thought was interesting. And then you move into the final rose ceremony and she doesn't even get a rose at all. So it's like if he knew he wasn't going to keep McKenna, why didn't he just send her home on the 2-on-1?
I know, I didn't get that, and I kind of felt bad for McKenna because it gave her hope that she was staying.
And that's what I feel bad about.
Yeah. I was really happy he grabbed Natasha first and like finally gave her some time to talk. And I really like her. I wasn't not a fan of her. I just didn't
get
really
enough.
Yeah. And so now I'm starting to really like her. I hope that we see more of her next episode. Yeah. But we see Sydney and McKenna go home, which I could have called that.
Yeah.
But McKenna's face throughout both episodes, the first one, which we didn't mention, she's like,
she's a meme. She's an instant meme.
Oh my God. I've already
seen so many connections with her. And there's this photo of Michael Scott from The Office, and they look the same.
Oh my God.
It looks like she's always on the verge of breaking down in tears.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, it's just too much. But then they ended it with her talking about herself, and like, I'm not against girl power or any of that, but like the way she was talking to the camera, and she was like, I'm strong, or she's strong, she's beautiful, she's powerful. It was like, she, like, I'm falling in, or I've fallen in love with myself. It's like,
yeah, that's when I was just like, go wait home. I feel like she was trying. You can always tell
who's trying to be the next Bachelorette.
Who's going to be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette by how they leave. That's why I felt, I knew Mike would not be the next Bachelor when I saw how he left, because he was not upset enough. Yeah. And with Hannah kind of gave a similar speech when Colton sent her home, but it was more, I feel like it was more real. And she was like, I'm strong and this will not bring me down. It'll only make me better, whatever. And I could tell right there, I knew she would be up as a top candidate. And I feel like McKenna was tried way too hard.
So hard. And it was like, okay, now I really, like, I never wanted her to be Bachelorette.
Oh, but if no, there was, I don't think anybody little, does.
No, but if there was this little instance of me wanting to, that definitely made me not. She's perfect for Bachelor in Paradise. I think she'll 100%. Do well on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're down to final six.
Yeah, so obviously Sydney and McKenna went home. So I guess I want to ask you who you think, who are your final four predictions for hometown?
Well, I think definitely Madison and Hannah Ann. It also seems like Kelsey has a connection, really good connection with Peter. And then you have Kelly, Natasha, that's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria F. I don't see Natasha in the final four. Between Kelly and Victoria, I was trying to decipher this by watching the preview to next week, and it sort of looks like Victoria is sent home by the setting.
She's a meltdown again. Sorry,
Kelly.
Oh.
Looks like she's sent home because of the scene. So they show a car driving away, and it looks similar to how, where they show Peter and Kelly. So that's how I always try to decide who's going far and like what's happening in the next episode, by trying to figure out the scenes and then where the car is driving away from. But I don't know. It could be Kelly or it could be Victoria. I'll say Victoria, because I feel like they do have a connection, and you could sort of see it with him picking her for a second one-on-one, and he sort of questioned his relationship with Kelly. And I believe the final four is hometowns for the girls. Or might be final four. So I think he's really getting down to business, and he has to decide, like, who does he actually see his future with? And I don't know if that's Kelly anymore, because he questioned the whole relationship.
Yeah, I personally had Madison, Kelly, Hannah Ann, and Kelsey. I think that Victoria F. is going to end up being just too much for Peter.
I hope so. I hope she's sound, because she's always just questioning everything.
Yep, and Madison and Kelly are really the only two that you haven't seen break down or, like, cause drama or crying or anything. It's just, like, they're normal. So I think that they'll go far. But yeah, I'm excited for next week, because it looks like Natasha is finally going to get a one-on-one.
Yeah, finally. I think she's the only one that hasn't. I know Madison, Kelly, Hannah Ann, Kelsey, and Victoria has had two.
Yeah.
So it's about time she gets one. And I'm curious to see if that goes well. Because maybe it's her that gets in the car and is sent home.
That's true.
So, is there anything else around Bachelor Nation that we should touch on?
Well, I feel like a lot of the stuff that was brought up this week we mentioned already throughout the episode, yeah. But something that we both were talking
broke
about.
Broke my heart.
I know. I'm so sad.
It's my favorite
Joe and
couple
Kendall.
From Bachelor in Paradise. Years. I love I those know. Two. I love Joe. He's such a funny guy. And I could already tell that they're kind of, I guess, at peace with it. And they're happy because Joe posted a photo, I believe, on Wednesday.
That.
And it was something along the lines of, since I never gave at Kendall photo credit during our relationship. So I think that was I thought it was a little funny, and I think hopefully they're still friends, and maybe we'll see Joe on Paradise again. That would be awesome. Or
yeah,
maybe your next Bachelor.
No, I don't think he'll. I think he's become... He was so relevant at the time, and I feel like he's not irrelevant, but I don't think...
Well, it was like Ari became extremely irrelevant when
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just hope not, because I really loved him and Kendall, and I just would hate to see him go for any other girls. But yeah, I was super sad to see that. And now, but if you think about it, everyone from Bachelor in Paradise, I think...
from that year.
Did they end up getting engaged, or did they just stay together?
There were a lot of rumors that they got engaged, but nobody... I never saw reports that it was confirmed, so I think it was just relationship.
Right. Okay, so I was going to say, I feel like they're one of the few that still wasn't engaged.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of Bachelor in Paradise couples have been splitting lately. Like, Katie and Chris split, Demi and her fiancé split. Mm-hmm. A lot of people from Paradise are splitting. And then you see, I feel like the couples from Paradise that don't get engaged last longer. Because you see, like, Dean and Kaylin, they're still together. Kevin and Astrid,
it's because
Astrid,
they're rushing.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not rushing something that's so unrealistic. Like, you can't know you're going to marry someone. Like, yes, there's such thing as love at first sight. But that doesn't mean that, like, you can guarantee that you two are going to leave this small intimate area and stay together.
Work.
Like, it makes more sense. And that's why this show makes me kind of mad, because it shouldn't be an engagement at the end. It should be just a relationship. Like, we're going to leave this show and then be
but
a
I
couple.
I feel like then there's no end goal in a way. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, it's just a lot of pressure.
But, like, who wants to watch a show just to figure out who's going to end up dating?
Yeah.
It's like... I feel like the engagement is not the end prize, but it's like the ultimate goal of the season.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's working. I mean, 24 seasons in, and the show's still hot. They're coming out with actually a new show. It's a spinoff. It's all about finding love with music. Also, I'm not positive if this was 100% real, but I saw an ad going around a couple weeks ago on
social
media. For old people, 65 and up.
Oh, that is crazy. You're not going to have... This is the thing. It's a great idea, but the demographic that watches shows like this are not going to watch that.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. I would really love to see in the next few years a celebrity on The Bachelor. I think that'd be something.
Yeah, I want to... I never watched it, but I would like to see Bachelor Pad.
Yeah.
Make a comeback.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. I don't know. There was actually, I don't know if you would know who he is, but Nate Hill, he's a gamer, and he's very popular. And he's a handsome guy, and he tweeted like a couple weeks ago. He was like, I would love to be the next Bachelor. So that got me thinking, like, would they ever put a celebrity on there? And
I feel like they'd
again,
have to do it as its own show, a celebrity Bachelor.
How many, like, money gold diggers would you get on that show?
Yeah.
It'd be insane.
I feel like they wouldn't be able to tell them ahead of time.
Yeah.
Who it is.
Yeah. Bringing up, sort of talking about The Bachelor, who are you liking for the next Bachelorette?
I don't know. I'm torn.
Because I don't see any girls from this season. The only person I would be able to see as the next Bachelorette is Madison. But also, we haven't gotten a lot of Madison.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't. We don't have enough personality from her to decide if she would be someone you'd want to watch. But I also want Madison. Like, I like Madison. So
yeah,
I
hope
be
she's
happy
with
if
Peter
she ended
at
up
the
with
end.
Peter.
Yeah.
Kelly is someone that I think is just too real for the show. And I don't think
she
has
enough.
Yeah,
and also I don't think she has a lot of, like, excitement that comes with her.
Agreed. Hannah
and... I don't think she would be great presence for the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, Hannah Ann and Kelsey, I like both of them, but I also don't think I would want to watch them as a Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So I really can't. I wouldn't be surprised if they pick someone from, not from this season.
You know who I would love to see as the next Bachelorette, but I don't think it would happen, is Danielle Malby from...
Nashville.
From Nashville. I mean, she was Nick Vile's season. I think she
would
be a great... Yes.
Yeah, she was cool.
I also think Tia. You could bring back Tia.
No,
a lot of people
no,
love Tia.
No.
She's out of relationship. Give her a chance.
No, I love Tia, but after everything with Colton, I cannot watch her as a Bachelorette.
What I have seen a lot circling around social media lately is giving Hannah B. another chance.
No. Oh, my God. That, too.
I couldn't watch it. I would
she
not
ruined
be able
it.
To watch
she got
it.
Her chance.
Yeah.
It's not
I,
our fault that she
not
picked the wrong guy.
I watch it again. That's what made me mad a few years ago. I think it was going into Colton's season. A lot of people were trying to get Nick Vile to be the Bachelor again. And everybody was like, no. And then also Ben Higgins. I think I would have been fine with Ben Higgins going.
I would
again.
Have been fine with Ben Higgins too. I love Ben Higgins.
Because
but
he
he's in a serious relationship.
Yeah, now he is. But I just could not deal with Hannah B. again. I can't.
Yeah, I agree. Well, so, I feel like we've talked everyone's ears off. And if you haven't already tuned out, thanks for sticking with us.
Of course, yeah. We're back next week. Only one episode next week when it comes to The Bachelor, so you'll get one episode from us. So we're getting down to the end. I believe one person will get eliminated next week, unless we get two, and then they go straight into the hometowns. But trying to think week by week, narrowing down, because we're going to have a women tell all, I believe, like the week of...
I forgot about that.
So I think that leaves 3 or 4 weeks left. So it's probably going to be 2 people eliminated this week and then go straight into hometowns.
Yeah. It's going by fast.
Yeah. So that wraps it up here on After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast. You can find us also on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms.
If you haven't followed us yet, go follow us on Instagram. Our account is ATFR_podcast, and you can get some good content from the both of us, posting about updates in Bachelor news, different memes that we just find so funny, and that way you can keep up for when we post all of our new content.
Yeah. So, if you haven't already, also subscribe or favorite, depending on the platform you are listening on. I believe it'll send you notifications every time we upload. It'll help us as well go up the charts and hopefully get other outside listeners. So, thank you for listening to After the Final Rose.
Go share with all your Bachelor Nation fans. Thank you.